right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns, who's on time.
And this is Middle Children. Hey, everybody. Hey, Chris.
I can't scream because I have neighbors and it's 7:15 a.m.
Okay.
Here. What time is it where you are? I'm just curious because, hey, guys, I just wanted to fill everyone in.
Yeah.
Jesse and I are having a bit of a lover's quarrel this morning.
I guess it's
not a quarrel because I'm in the correct place.
Yeah. And I guess it's sort of like, you know, when like opposites attract, it's like, oh, gosh, we are.
I don't think that's
what
this is.
But that, like a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's...
It's like the odd couple, right? I'm messy. You're neat.
Yeah, but in the odd couple, they're married. So
they're married?
In the odd couple?
The odd couple. They're not married. They're just roommates.
I haven't seen the odd couple.
Here's I'm embarrassed for you.
I was born in 2005. Give me a break.
Oh, that's what it is.
Jesse was late again.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay.
As literally always.
Well, I wouldn't say always.
I would say nearly always.
But also, I don't know.
I do know. And if you think that I'm not petty enough to write it down, you are wrong.
Okay.
And this is what we have to do now. If you think I like publicly having to shame
this is public.
My
this
friend,
is a little public. I know.
It's like when a kid has a temper tantrum at the grocery store and the mother leaves them behind and
it's a lesson.
It's tough love.
It's tough love and it's a lesson.
It's a lesson because
I understand.
I'm a doormat pushover, but other people
no, you're not.
Will be like, this girl's
in
not
what
here.
World are you a doormat pushover? Maybe not with me.
In the one where I sit and stare at Zoom for 15 minutes every time we meet.
No, but see, a doormat when I would come on would be like, oh my God, it's fine. Don't even worry about it. That's not what happened.
That's what
with us.
I did the first 100 times.
Did you though? That's hilarious that you think that.
Probably the first 100. If we take into account all of
Chris.
The times we've done things together, the first 100, let's include working together before the podcast. Because when we were meeting in person for things, that was a whole different ball game.
That was a different ball game.
That was hours late.
For some, listen. It's interesting. I wonder.
This would be, Jesse would be like, okay, so let's get to the office early and we'll get some working done. We'll go, let's meet at 9:30. And I'm like, okay, great. Which is, mind you, the time we were supposed to be at work.
Yep.
And we would be like, let's meet early.
Let's get here before the buzz.
Let's get here at 9:30 before it really starts picking up.
Yeah. Which is true for the office because at the office people would get in 10, 11, you know?
So I would come make some coffee at 9:15, have a little avocado toast.
Yeah, a little avocado.
And then around 11:45, Jesse would come in with guacamole and
oh my God.
A coffee from a place across town. Freshly her hair freshly pressed and she's
pressed.
Like,
thank
I
you for
just
that.
Had a date. Sorry, were we supposed to do something? And
LOL.
I'm like, no, Kelly Ripa is upstairs and she's
and
upset that you weren't here on time.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, what I like, you're a good storyteller. You know that. You know that I think that about you. But also,
That's funny because.
Thank you.
I guess I just have never thought of you in that way.
A storyteller? That's, wow.
Have you ever thought of
myself as a storyteller?
Maybe. Yeah.
An artist, even not ever, not once. Look at my hair. I get this thing that's called helmet stiff hair. And it looks, if you want to know what crazy looks like, honey, it's me in the morning. Oh, what I love about me and Chris is you can tell because you can hear it, you guys, that he can never really be mad at me. Do you know what I mean?
That's because I can never really be mad at it. It's very hard for me to be actually mad
at me in particular. And I think that shows that Chris not only has a weakness for me, but almost he's sexually confused with particularly me.
I'm sexually confused
with me. about
no,
me.
No, I'm actually confused. I actually have fallen in love multiple times in the course of waiting for you because it's been so long staring at Zooms. I've had to join online chat rooms to make sure that my camera's working.
Okay, so you're welcome.
And ironically, it's all the men that you've ever been on a date with, and we're just talking about you.
Well, then I'm really sorry to hear that, because that's unfortunate for everybody involved.
Listen, in your defense, it's 3 hours later there, so it must be hard.
Exactly.
To
thank you for knowing.
Wake up later and get places on time.
And get places and do things. And I will say this about Chris. You guys know this. I just want to put Chris in my arms and hold him. And even right now, I show up, it's like you've got an Elvis vibe, you know, and I look like shit. How do you think I feel?
Well, you say this every time. So I'm like, I feel like I need to step it up.
Are you I just said you look great. I look like shit. What are you saying now?
I may admit that I need to step it up even more.
Okay.
To make you be on time. So okay, that you can be like, I have to see what he's wearing. I have to be on time.
Oh yeah, I have to see what he's wearing. That's a good idea. I'll try to step it up for you, as I feel badly that I show up in what looks like, I look like an athlete. I have a great transitional athlete vibe. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I look like Miss Trunchbull. Just like, growing. You know what I watched last night?
I don't think you look
like
Miss...
You know what I watched last night? Stop everything. Hold the presses. I love this for me. I love this for everybody in the entire world. Do you know what I watched last night? First of all, I was high as a kite with my friend who lives in my building, and we're living in our peak. I'm living in an episode of Friends, and I didn't even know it, Chris.
What did you watch last night?
First, we watched Troop Beverly Hills. Oh!
What is that?
What did you just say? I'll stop the podcast.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Troop Beverly Hills. Have you seen...
I was born in 2005.
Wait, have you really not seen Troop Beverly Hills?
I've never even heard of it.
I'm jumping out a window. I'm slamming my head. You've never heard of it with Shelley Long? I'm upset. I'm crying, but also we're watching it together. And like the fashion in it, Chris, the fashion in... You'll die. You'll never die as hard as you die. Also, I didn't realize how much Legally Blonde stole from that movie. Regardless, you've never seen Troop Beverly Hills.
No.
I cannot. Let me show you a picture right now. I'm dead. Oh, Chris, your life's... You know when you know someone's life's about to change and you're almost jealous because like...
Did you sprinkle... Molly on your cereal this morning?
I snorted cocaine. Is that what you mean?
Oh yeah, that must be what it is.
I need you. Okay, like first of all, your drag life is about to change. You're gonna become I'm gonna become Shelley Long in this movie. I'm livid. I'm upset. You just need to know.
She's having.
But everybody listening who's seen this movie, I hope is also having a mental breakdown. Pull your cars over if you're driving, because like no one should be driving and hearing this near like machinery.
Unless it's going to make you late to wherever you're going.
Okay. Chris, I'm going to say, why can't I ever find...
I don't know what's happening right now. Jessie's screaming, looking at something on her phone.
Yeah, but I can't even show it to you. But like you need to just know how iconic this movie is.
Can you just give me like
synopsis?
Yeah,
absolutely. Phyllis Neffler is about to have
but
a
make
divorce.
Make it interesting.
But wait, you want
pretend quick... like I'm a little kid and you're telling me a bedtime. I want like different
level. Mm-hmm. You want me to reenact it?
No, you can give me a synopsis, but maybe okay, with some quotes.
Okay. Oh God. It's like, I'm not prepared fully, but it's like Phyllis Neffler is this wealthy woman in Beverly Hills who's going through a divorce. Oh, we hate that. Her child has a balance beam in her room, in her gym. Amazing. We're coming from money, honey, money, honey. Start the movie. We're in Troop Beverly Hills. We all the different troops. Oh, there's a new troop leader for Beverly, like all the Beverly Hills
what
people.
What is the
Miss
troop?
Trunchbull. Could be based off this one woman who's like the meanest wilderness girl in the world, okay?
It's what is the Scout. Troop? Oh, Girl Scouts.
Troop Beverly Hills is the troop we're learning about, but the Wilderness Girls is the name of the organization, okay?
Okay, I wasn't clear that it was about like Girl Scouts.
Honey, it's about Girl Scouts. We've got a Tina Turner cover song. We've got dancing. We've got money. Okay, True Beverly Hills, we got money. Shelley Long, the husband's like, you never finish anything. She's like, I'm going to be a troop leader. She sees the costume. She's like, no. We start selling
cookies.
See, that
cookies. Seems like a mis- if I was her and my husband was like, you never finish anything. I'm like, you don't either. Forget I sleep with you.
It's iconic. It's a tragedy. The fashion in this movie is the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I literally was inspired time and time again. I took pictures during the movie because I said, how could I have
forgotten
about this
movie? Oh my God, is that
where
you got this look from?
I'll kill him. I'll kill him, you guys. You think I won't, I will. I'll murder him. It'll be a single person podcast.
Jessie's wearing last season Balenciaga.
She get off my case.
What if
you
we just pretended?
True Beverly Hills, Chris.
What if we just pretended like we were always dressed to the nines when we were recording?
We should have. I don't know why we don't do that. Why do I even tell you guys?
Like, Jessie is sure wearing a classic Chanel suit. She has these big diamond earrings on.
Diamonds. Just
her
like,
face is completely made up.
Thank you.
She looks like a Kardashian Jenner. And her hair, it looks like she bleached blonde it.
It's blonde. I bleach blonde it. Sometimes you have to. Chris is wearing a muumuu with a peacock on his head.
I am wearing that.
Yeah, with a live peacock. Now, Chris is texting or he's on his computer. He's sort of like doing something else. He's a busy man. So again, I'll keep talking. I'm going to tell you, everybody needs to watch Troop Beverly Hills tonight. Everybody needs to watch Troop Beverly Hills tonight. Also, think about Legally Blonde and you'll see all the things that are kind of like, I'll say inspired from it, but in a way stolen. Okay, that's A. B, the woman who I believe her name is I don't remember her name. Okay, the mean woman in it is like Miss Trunchbull, and that's a part that I could book or you could book and you'll love it. Okay,
I would love to play Mrs. Trunchbull. But is it I don't think it's actually Mrs. Trunchbull.
I no, it's not. I'm saying the villain in this movie.
Oh, always play the villain.
No, you have to see this movie and you'll die. You're gonna die. I'm upset. I'm excited. I'm upset because if we watched it together, the amount of content I could get from you watching it would be insane. The amount of content you're gonna get from it is gonna be insane. I'm mad at you for you.
What year was it from?
I think like a solid 85 or 90. You know what I'm saying?
I love a good 90s movie.
Beverly Hills, what a thrill. Beverly Hills, what a thrill. Beverly Hills, what a thrill. Do you understand? Do you understand?
It sounds like a thrill, a bit of a thrill.
Exact. You need to watch this movie. I'm mad at you. So anyhow, my friend and I are high as a kite. We're watching True Beverly Hills. Then we watch Wait For It. Literally, Wait For It. Again, pull over. Casper. Do you remember Casper?
I do remember Casper.
Casper. Okay. Which iconic. The iconic of the iconic movies. Okay. Where they tell me this Casper kid who looks like an infant the whole time is 12. And then when he becomes a real person, he's like the hottest 15-year-old I've ever seen in my life. Looks like Leonardo DiCaprio before the ship goes down.
I don't think you can say that about a 15-year-old.
I said it. I did say it. I'm just saying, when I watched it and I was younger and I was around that age, I thought, damn. And I notoriously don't like blondes. So he really had to rock my boat a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Can I get your Coke dealer's number?
Yeah, of course. He's like very good and very nice. And I'm obsessed and I'm mad. I'm mad for you and I'm mad at you that you haven't seen Troop Beverly Hills.
Well, again,
Chris, no, she wears an outfit. I need you to see this because when you see it, okay, you're gonna be so mad at yourself. At, like, everybody listening right now is like, Chris,
I'm not gonna be, I was raised in a house with boys.
Say that again to my face.
So,
what the fuck does that mean?
I wasn't exposed to movies like Troop Beverly Hills.
No, of course, but as an adult, why didn't you run to it?
Because
fear of fashion.
I guess when
perhaps?
I was like 20, you know, True Beverly Hills actually has been hanging there my whole life. I've known it's existed, and I said I'm not going to watch it because I hate fashion.
That's so embarrassing.
I don't want
to
deal with it.
Look at this outfit that she wears. It's got a devil. She's in a red suit with a patch of a devil.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Look at that.
I think
you
something's...
know fashion? Your life will change. Your life will change. Your homework
do she
is to watch that movie.
The girl in a cutoff sports sweatshirt yells at me, do I know fashion?
Watch Troop Beverly Hills, okay?
My God, I haven't seen you this awake in
years and months and months
25
and years.
Years.
I am back on the Adderall. That's important to remember.
The break works, last week apparently, was, honey.
The break works. If you don't do the break, and the break is the hardest week of your life, I'll say that. And again, I am who I am. But when you come back, it's fire. But also True Beverly Hills is fire. And I will move on now, but I am excited for your life to change. Okay.
Okay.
Well, what have you done? Okay, yeah. What's happening? Who are you?
We have a middle child of the week.
Wow. Chris is so done with me. It's almost psychotic. Okay.
No, it's not that I'm so done. It's again 7 o'clock in the morning here.
For so you. I,
exactly. So
for I'm, you.
We're gonna get a for you jar. You know how houses
Can
have
we?
Swear jars?
I'd love a for you jar.
No, no, no.
You know
it's
who
every
would be
time
for?
You every,
for you.
Every time.
For you.
Okay, you know what the jar is? Every time Jesse says it, we put in a dollar and we use that to pay the new host that replaces me. He'll make more than I'm making.
For you. All right, I'm having fun.
I'm not responding until you apologize.
For you. For you. All right, so it's time for... Who's the middle of the week?
For you. For you. You find it. It's for you.
Chris, you're in
for
a bad
you.
Mood and it shows.
It's for you.
In a bad mood.
I'm not in a bad mood. I wasn't.
For you.
36 minutes ago.
Oh.
Okay, are you ready?
I am.
This is from Middleton. Anne.
Obsessed. Anne. Hey, Anne.
And she says, I'd like to nominate my husband, Angel, as a middle child of the week. He is child number 2 out of 4. He and his older sister are 18 months apart. Then he was 8 when his next sister was born, and 16 and 16 when his brother was born.
Oy.
Although he was the youngest for 8 years, he began his life in a middle child fashion. Mm-hmm. When he was born, something was compromised in the hospital's air supply, and he and all the other newborn babies were transported via... Okay, it just says via. She didn't say how they were transported.
Okay, via bus or
via
something.
Via something to another nursery in a hospital in San Antonio, 2 hours away. He always knew this, but it was not until he was an adult and he asked his mom about it that he found out that she did not go with him and he went alone to San Antonio as a newborn baby for a few days. He
oh
asked her
God.
If she visited and she said, no, I was tired. There are hardly any... This is dark, honey. There are hardly any pictures of him as a little kid, and his parents remember a lot more about his siblings as little kids than they do about him. As an adult, he is the one who always helps his parents out with technology, driving at night, buying plane tickets, and tasks around the house when his siblings tell them no. He is extremely patient and big-hearted with his parents. He's an amazing husband and dad to our 2 kids. He is a teacher and technology coach and is so kind and helpful to his coworkers. I should know we met each other when we worked in a school together. Okay, well, that's unprofessional. Where he was a fifth grade teacher and I was the social worker.
Wow.
I think being a middle child shaped him into the wonderful guy he is, and this only child, oh, of course, that's why it works, is a big fan of his.
Wow.
Love, Middleton Ann.
Wow. Literally love Middleton Ann. What's her husband's name?
You know what's so funny? She wrote from Middleton Ann, but I just switched it to love when I said it.
What do you mean?
Like, she signed the thing from love. Middleton Ann.
Oh,
but
you said
love Middleton Ann.
Well, she probably meant love. You could feel it.
You know when you just say lies that like have literally no purpose, and then as soon as you do it, you're like, why did I just lie?
Why did I do that? This is public record. And nobody knows. But wait, what's her husband's name?
Angel, ironically.
Oh, that is ironic. Okay, Angel, I sympathize. I think that what I'm hearing is possibly your parents are also narcissists, which I get it. I grew up with that too. Because, and also your mom could be calling depression tired, which it is in a way. I was tired a lot of my 20s and life.
And she had just had a baby.
Can you imagine? But what a way to start.
I mean, it is an interesting choice not to
follow. Some would say people are protective over babies.
Some new parents seem to be kind of drawn to the baby.
To the protection idea element of it.
Yeah, a bit of, I mean, not
and
that,
connected, you know, the mom is normally connected to the baby in some way because they have been connected for 9 months physically, but that's hearsay. Angel, what I'm hearing about you, homie, you take care of yourself, but you know what? You take care of others first. Now, that is quite a quality when that didn't happen for you. Now, as a middle, we never give back. We give more. You understand? We give more. And you, sir, are a person who gives more, who gives more. He's in the fifth grade. He's putting the time in. Every fifth grader needs a teacher like you, Angel. Someone from above. You know what I mean?
I mean, that was good.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was good.
Pretty good.
That was pretty good advice. I feel like my mic smells like Brussels sprouts.
Lucky ducky. That's fun for...
You know what I just realized, though, is I ate Brussels sprouts last night.
Were you recording then?
No, but I was sitting here. See, that's the thing about me eating my meals alone at the same place where I work and do my recordings.
I'm so sad.
It sounds sad, right?
That when you did say sound it out loud. A little sad when you said it.
It feels kind of sad.
It feels sad, and it sounded sad. I didn't love it when I think that what I heard, I felt.
It
felt
kind of depressing.
Down. It felt like if I were going to say, hey, do you want to hang out or how are you doing? You would say to me, I feel tired. And I would know that what you mean is you're eating alone and you're depressed. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, and I will, even my mom has texted like, what's that? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm out to dinner because I can't tell her the truth.
Oh, my God. See, that's the middle. You are protecting her feelings over your own.
Because I'm like, she'll feel.
Which then makes you feel even sadder that you had to tell your mom, like, just hanging out with friends as you sit alone with your microphone in Brussels sprouts.
Watching Survivor on Hulu.
Well, that's fun. You should be watching Troop Beverly Hills.
I'm not going to watch it if you bring it up again.
Okay. How dare you do that? That's really upsetting. But I know. Okay, I won't bring it up because you need to watch it, so I won't say it. I'm not saying anything, okay? Okay?
Do you promise?
I said I won't.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we agree on that. We agree on that. We've got the middle child of the week.
I've had promises broken before. That's all I'm saying.
I know. I get that. I know what that's like. Ugh, you know what I'm saying?
See, there's something about the LA sun.
Uh-huh.
It just really takes my depression, you know, and does nothing for it.
I was going to say, and elevates it. It takes that depression and shines a light on it.
You know, that almost is what it feels like is happening.
Didn't I say? Now, listen, how can we turn your day around? How do we take you from a 2 to a 10? How do I make you take that smile, flip it around, throw it on top, put it on the back? Swing it to the ear, sing it from the ceiling.
Does it have to swing from the ceiling?
Did I say sing it or swing it?
I thought you said swing. I might swing it from the ceiling.
Good for me.
Singing it from the ceiling doesn't really mean anything.
To you.
Bitch, I will. If we were recording in person, I would be being arrested for homicide.
You guys would be hearing a lot of this. Hey. Hey, stop it. Do not.
I am going to kill you. And that is a promise. If Jesse ever turns up dead, I will be prosecuted in such a court of law. They have me on recording saying publicly that I will kill you.
Yeah. And that's a promise.
I'm going to Palm Springs later.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I had to take a half day. The thing about the working New York hours.
How is that going? It's hell. How can it not be hell?
It's pretty fucking hellish. I'll tell you that because I've been like doing all my other things in the afternoon at like 2, but then I've already worked 8 hours.
That's a lot of hours. That's a lot of hours.
So then it's like 6:30. It's just a lot.
It sounds like it's a lot. Maybe there's a way to like lessen some of them. I tell you that all the time and you refuse though. So it's really kind of like talking to a wall on this issue.
Where do I lessen?
Well, there's one thing that you've been wanting to leave for a long time. And some would say that's the thing.
Well, some would say that's also the only thing that pays me.
That's not true. And also,
that's
your girl right here, we're working on things. And I'm just saying, you just have to take the leap at some point. Bitch. You little bitch. You afraid, little bitch. Oh, little bitch afraid.
Of not having any money? Yes. I am.
Okay, but you're fine.
No. Listen, Jesse gets broke. Don't. Like people.
Broke?
No. Like there's certain people who say, oh my God, I'm so broke.
Yeah.
And I can tell by knowing the friend, I know what they mean by their version of broke. So like I have friends that are like, oh, I'm so broke. And I'm like, okay, that bitch doesn't have a dollar. She has no savings. But you're a responsible friend. So
I am.
That's why you can be off of quit a job or whatever, because you're smart and you have a savings. I don't.
Yes, but we talked about it and I've gotten you things that I'm hoping you put into savings.
Like what?
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk about your finances live on the air.
We can talk about my finances, honey, because she's out of debt.
You're out of debt, exactly.
She doesn't have much savings.
Okay, but when you were living at your parents, were you or were you not spending money? Like,
I was getting out of debt. I was out of debt.
Oh, okay, great. So is there any in the savings?
Not enough to quit anything.
How much is that for you? How much money do you think you need in savings to feel comfortable? How much, like,
to feel comfortable quitting?
Quitting
a job with nothing.
Yeah,
in my,
say it.
I would need at least $10,000 in savings.
Okay, so I hear you. How much do you, let me ask you another question. How much do you have to make a month? What's your bottom line to be able to pay and live the way you're living?
Okay, this is I don't know that we want to get this into my finances on a not Patreon episode. How much do you make in a year? What's your parents' net worth?
And your social. Just say it.
Yeah, and if you could just give me your social security number and also the thing you fear the most,
your
that you wouldn't even tell
number.
Your therapist.
All right, everyone relax. You said I'll say it. So I said, all right, I'll ask it. Don't get mad at me.
I said I'll
Don't get mad at me. I have a question.
Is it
do you
how much
be
money
a
do I get paid?
So freaking bad. I'm in such a good mood, it's psychotic.
Yeah, what is happening?
I'm in such a good mood.
This
is frightening. This is always frightening. This is like kind of manic almost.
Well, because usually Jesse's like, hey.
It's because my Adderall stopped working. Guys, it's because my Adderall stopped working. Then I had to take a vacation. So last week was literal hell for me. And now I'm taking it again. It's like I'm myself. I can say sentences that come out. I'm funny. I'm a catch.
Send this
to your single guy friends and say, listen to this girl, and then show a clip starting now. I don't know. I'm just happy and want to spend my life with someone who's also happy. I rollerblade. I'm going to learn how to rock climb. I like walks on the beach and babies.
Guys, just
stop the clip now.
I want next time.
Yeah,
maybe. I think I generally I don't want to crush this
rare
moment.
Don't crush me. Don't fucking crush me.
Even though I'm actively being crushed as we speak.
For you, why are you being crushed? Can you explain that?
Because you keep yelling.
Oh, you don't like the yelling. Okay,
and
I'll
yelling
keep it down.
For you when I disagree on anything.
You're not having fun. That's upsetting.
Well, it's
you guys,
not...
have you ever been like at a theme park with someone and you're like laughing and they're just looking at you like, why are you laughing so loud? That's Chris right now.
Well, it's just a lot. Like it's seven again. for me. And I was pumped and I came on time and I was like ready and pumped. But
you gotta drop it. You gotta let it go now.
Well, you're asking
why you're mad.
You're asking how my mood was a little suppressed.
Is it gonna ruin your day? Don't let it ruin your day, Chris.
Listen, for you. Okay,
let's get to fun, shall we?
Let's get to fun. You're gonna lead this one, honey, because
I feel like you should. Didn't I lead it last time?
But you're off to the races.
Fine.
If we were at an audition right now and they said we need one of these two to tell a story, which one do you think would be?
Yeah, I guess it would be me.
Telling
okay,
the story.
I can take that. I can take it. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Ooh, bop, bop. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Skid up. Okay, picture this. We open and it's thunderstorming. It is raining. There is lightning. A crash. Boom. A tree falls. We see a house. An old house. A creepy house. No one seems to be inside. Then we see a little boy with a flashlight. And he's like, hello? Okay.
Where's the little boy?
He's walking through this old abandoned house in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Why is he in the house?
Well, you don't know that yet.
Why is there a little boy out in a thunderstorm in an abandoned house? Are there neighbors?
There is no explanation at this point. You're in the dark.
But
just
how
like
did he
they
get
are
there?
In the movie. Exactly. We don't even know. We don't even care. We're just in the middle of this moment. Okay.
How old is he?
Hold on one sec. So this
does
little
he seem
boy,
like homeless or is he
let's
not?
Let's say like nine. Let's give it nine. He's not homeless. He has a really nice backpack, super nice jacket. Okay.
So it's Stranger Things.
He's like, hello. Hello, quiet, nothing. Okay. And then he goes, oh, phew. Out of nowhere, a ghost that has like a red silhouette.
Oh,
and like
okay. She watched Casper last night.
Like a red, almost like evening gown. And then like another
guess what
ghost.
Color,
like,
guess what color the dress was that she was obsessively showing me pictures of at the beginning of this?
It wasn't.
It was red.
That was her suit. You look like a fool. And then another ghost that's next to her that's like in a green velvet cape. Okay.
And he's
and they
friendly.
Both come down and they go and they both friendly. And they both go, Casper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost around. And the boy screams and runs out. And then we see a ghost montage of these two ghosts that we now found out were singers in the day. Okay, they were singers. They're singing duets such as Together at Last, Together Forever, We're Tying the Knot, just Chris.
Is this a Broadway song?
They never can sever. What?
Is this a real
Annie.
Song?
Annie. Annie? It's from the classic Broadway
the
show.
The sun will
Annie.
Come out tomorrow. Okay.
Just stop.
That's your bottom dollar.
That's not a duet.
Tomorrow.
Here, sing it.
There's
you can sing it.
Singers if you wanted to
What's
duet
another
with
them. Duet? I don't do background. You know that. What's another duet? Go ahead.
Well, now I can only think of The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
I'm so embarrassed for you. Okay. That's
What's
fine.
The lyrics to that Italian song?
Okay. When the moon
That's not
that's amore?
An Italian song. I meant that's like an amore. Actually like in Italian.
Oh. Well, or we could do what about
Welcome
the song?
To Olive Garden. What? Yeah.
Do you love me? Do I you're a ghost? I know.
I've been
but do
standing.
You love me?
Wait, so the ghosts
do you know
are
this
just
one? Fiddler on the Roof?
No.
God!
I'm going to call 311 on your apartment.
What does that mean?
Like for a noise complaint. Like when neighbors do it.
Don't do that. That's rude.
What would you do if the police knocked on your door and said the neighbors were complaining?
I would say, who sent the stripper?
That you were having a party.
I would say, who sent the stripper?
Okay, wait. So what are these ghosts
doing? Oh, you got a stripper. Sorry. So then they're dancing and they're singing. And it's like, oh, we get the idea that there are these two ghosts who live in this mansion and they're haunting it, but they're also singers. Great. Now we cut to this old man who's like, I need to sell the house. I need to get the ghosts out of it. And all of a sudden, this guy walks in.
So do people live in the house?
No, no one lives there. It's haunted.
Where's the man?
Okay, we cut to an old man who we now find out owns the house. He sent his grandson in. That's who was in there in the first thing.
He sent his 9-year-old grandson into the abandoned haunted house.
We're not here to critique his parenting. We're here to get sort of the base of the story.
Somebody needs to. He's sending his son into abandoned territory.
I understand. No one's don't pay attention that my fidget just broke. Okay. So then
Jessie's so manically ripping at her fidget spinner. She literally just ripped it into pieces.
I fixed it. Thank you. So then this old man's like, we need to find a way to get these ghosts out of the house. All of a sudden, we see grandpa. He's holding his head trying to figure it out. A shadow is cast. There's a man, two men that stand in the doorway. They're both, I hate to say this, their shadows are long. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Are they real men or are they ghosts?
No, these are real men. And their shadow, which only real men can cast, is very long and big. And it's that of someone who, like, it was probably what? 4 or 5 o'clock when the shot is taken, the sun's to the east, south, west at that point. And
well, what's the curtain situation?
There is no curtain situation. So, you know, it's full blown shadow attack. Okay, and so,
well, how high are the lights? I mean, high are the windows and the lights?
The lights, they're all around 6'5" is what's funny. That's the height. I mean, they're a little below that. So
but yeah, that seems high for windows.
I know. Well, it's the very wealthy grandpa. And when you got money, you go up with the height.
Yeah. Well, so is it a mansion?
It's a big mansion. Yeah.
Okay. And you said there's chandeliers?
Chandeliers.
And how many people were in the room at the time?
There was two. It was just the grandpa and the grandson.
Were there any ghostly figures?
Not at the beginning, no.
Is there any food on the table?
No food, except for nuts. There is a bowl of nuts.
What's the
macadamia? Macadamia.
What's the bowl made out of? Wicker?
Ceramic.
Wood?
It's a ceramic.
Oh, ceramic.
Yeah.
And the table?
Wood.
And is there a rug, or are we talking?
Yes, circular.
But is that on hardwood floor?
Hardwood.
And what color are the walls painted?
Dark base. Oh, the walls are actually a dark hardwood. It's a very dark masculine feel.
Oh, it's a wood panel situation.
It's a wood panel. Yeah.
Who was the carpenter?
Tim McGraw.
Not the Tim McGraw that's married to Faith Hill.
No. It's a different Tim McGraw.
Oh, the contractor.
The contractor, exactly.
And how tall did he make the doorways?
The doorways match the windows, so we're talking 6'5". Now, both men, their hair almost grazes it. Centimeters off, almost.
How tall is their hair?
The hair? I would say at least an inch-ish.
Inch? And what color's the hair?
They both have dark hair. It's very attractive.
Is it prematurely graying or no?
One has like a salty, a sort of salt and pepper feel, and it's curly hair, and the other is doing like a sort of poof thing that you've done before.
Okay, and what's the one on the left's name?
Michael.
And on the right?
Matt.
Michael and Matt. Okay. Yeah. Are they related?
They're brothers.
Are they homosexual or heterosexual?
One is homo, one is hetero. They're Ghostbusters.
Okay, and who's their favorite Ghostbuster in the female remake of the film?
Both. I think the one with the salt and pepper curls that has a very, very iconic beard and sort of a strong man presence. His would have to be Leslie Jones.
Okay, and the other one?
Okay, and the other one with the straight hair, kind of the poof thing, is Kate McKinnon. For sure. Loves Kate McKinnon.
Okay. So if I take all my notes, I round that by 7. Yep. A equals B. And B. Does B equal C or D here?
D. It is D. Thank you for asking.
Okay. And is that squared or factored to the
factored.
X?
Factored to the X. Yeah.
And E, I'm assuming E is equaling MC.
Absolutely. Squared. You know it.
And then
you know it.
We plus 3 equals, it's the two brothers you said, so times that
brothers,
by 2.
Brothers, they are brothers, yeah.
And we're going to want to divide that by 4. You said they grew up in a single family home? Or
single family, raised by mom, yeah.
Okay, great. Single mom.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we factor that in. X equals, and they celebrate Thanksgiving. I grew up Jewish mother. Okay, so it looks like this can't be right because my calculations reading is like 6'2" or even 6'3". Can that be right?
So they're tall. I mean, they are tall. It's almost hard to tell because the room's so tall. Do you know what I'm saying? Compared to the grandpa, I mean, they're towering.
Yeah. Well, I have the ceilings listed at 14.7.
Well, that's the thing. So in the room, they look small, but once you step out, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Those are some brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the room temperature was 71 degrees. So it's definitely, I think, 6'2", 6'3".
It's iconic. It's iconic. So they come in, the grandpa's like, oh, and they're like, you called the ghost brusters. They're brothers who are busters. So they say brusters.
They had grandpa's like, I think you could still work on that business plan a bit.
The model. I think even marketing advertising wise, somebody could have changed that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's a small. But
it's a small thing. So the brothers are like, we ghost bust. And the grandpa says, okay, I'm going to pay you an exorbitant amount of money to move into this house and to become friends with those ghosts so that you can help them move on. You understand?
Yeah. And the gay one's like, is there electricity?
And the grandpa's like, currently, no.
When is there going to be electricity?
Okay, I can have that turned on immediately.
It's just the Drag Race finales this week.
Oh, there's no cable, unfortunately.
Well, is there Wi-Fi?
I could get one.
Could you get Wi-Fi?
I was kind of hoping I wouldn't have to like start up all the bills just because once you leave, I'm going to have to.
Well, what are you planning on doing after we ghost? It could take a while.
Right. And then we cut away to the next scene because this is logistics. And the director cut it for time because they're like, I don't think we need this 10-minute Wi-Fi discussion.
And the writer is like, I thought it added to the story.
And I think it is character development.
I think so it's important to know.
No, it is important to know
that he's not watching the Drag Race finale.
And he's upset. That's important to know. We needed to know as an audience member that one of them, the gay one in particular, is upset moving in.
Yes.
Do you want to take over?
So the gay one, which one's the gay one? Let's make him Matt.
I love that.
And then the breeder is Mike. And so they're like... Matt's like, okay, we're here in this dilapidated piece of shit house. Okay, so I guess we're... Oh, that's funny. There's a TV. Thank God we have a TV that doesn't turn on.
Come on, man. We're going to make this place work. And besides, we really need this money.
Listen, I don't need this money as badly as you do, okay?
Okay, let's not have a finance off, okay? We all know that I'm more in debt than you. When I say broke and you say broke, they're two different things, bro.
Yeah, and I think that's important to know when talking about financial
things.
That's
what I'm saying.
Well, we grew up differently, okay? So
yeah, we grew up in the same house.
Kind of. Remember, you got moved to the big giant guest house for the straight people and I had to live in the basement. Anyway.
I mean, mom sent us both into separate spaces. We weren't allowed to be on the main floor with her. Sure, I was in the guest house, but like, I was sad too.
Sorry, I'm thinking about missing Drag Race.
I know.
Don't tell me that you love me. That's weird.
You're my brother.
What are we, the Property Brothers? And then they're like, okay, I guess let's just go
separate, and all of a sudden
pick out our bedrooms. It's a big Victorian. Right. It looks like the house in Cheaper by the Dozen that they move into.
Yes.
And the gay one is like, okay, I'm gonna go stay in the Victorian tower.
And that the little kid one, with lizards got.
And the straight one is like, okay, I'm going to stay in this room. And he walks into the room and he opens the door and you hear, ow. And he's like, what? And then you hear again, I'm in here. And this is the straight one.
Of course.
Just to remind. And he's like, who's there?
Who is that?
Who?
It's me.
Who's there?
Ghost.
What?
I thought this was a knock knock joke. Get the fuck out of this house, dude. Okay, we're haunting it.
Is there someone in? Show yourself if you're able.
Okay, so then you sort of like see this also just gorgeous silhouette of a woman again in a red tight dress, and she's a ghost, and then she's like, "Boo,
scared ya?
Scared ya?
Oh my god, you did. Who? So, how did you get in this house? This is an abandoned house.
Weren't you brought in to get rid of the ghosts? Hi, I'm one of the ghosts.
Oh my god, you're a ghost.
You guys are so bad at your job."
I just
P.S.
Didn't...
Did you know that Tim McGraw, the carpenter,
contractor... Don't talk to me about Tim McGraw, the carpenter. He is the worst, okay? I contracted him to build a frozen yogurt shop back in...
I contacted him to try to get eye contact, and he did not let me do that.
You know, his wife owns one of the best diners in town, and it's such a shame because I love going to diners.
Do you know what her name is? Leanne Rimes.
But it's a different Leanne
Not
Rimes
related.
Also. So
Not
you've
related.
Been, you've been to the diner?
Of course. Very good diner.
You like diners?
Yeah. Anyhow, what I need to tell you is that like you really can't stay here. This is like our house and we don't want guests.
Oh, okay? Weird. I thought maybe because we both like diners and that's a thing that I've heard some ghosts love. I thought we would be bonding. I just didn't expect you to I didn't expect you to be so beautiful and thin. I thought most ghosts were not that way.
I'm sorry. I haven't been hit on in 1,200 years, but is that what's happening?
Well.
Feels like you were just complimenting my body and my physique, and then you sort of lingered on the word diner as if you were going to ask me.
Well, if you weren't dead.
Oh.
Then things would
That's
be.
That's a deal breaker for you? Really?
Deal.
I feel like it's a red flag. Hear me out. I get that it's a red flag, but a deal breaker.
Well, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've never been with a dead person.
Well, I date a lot of men who are dead inside. So is it really that different?
Oh my God. And she's funny too. I think am I in love?
What?
Sorry.
What did you, or I thought I, cause I, you said, and then I was.
Treating me kind, sweet destiny.
Oh my God, you can
Vision of Love by
Seasons of Love.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's Vision of Love by Mariah.
Oh,
I had a vision of love, and it was more than
when you say Tim McGraw. I hope you think about this song.
When you say Faith Hill, I hope you have to take a pill.
I
left it on the window.
Okay, now we cut to the gay. Okay?
Do you have any pickles? I prefer dill.
So we're back in the room or the tower. And then so Matt is like, he's so upset because of Drag Race. So he's like, ugh, who decorated this thing? My God, somebody who... is tasteless, has no taste.
And as he says that, the TV that didn't work anyway just flies off the wall and smashes.
And he's like, oh my God.
Yeah. You think you want to know who wins Drag Race? Because I know, because I'm a fucking ghost, you stupid ass bitch. You want to come up in here and talk about how I decorate things? I'll rip your heart out and eat it. I don't give a shit.
Who are you? Show yourself.
I'm right here. Turn around, you dumb bitch. Oh, sorry. I forgot to make myself visible.
Yeah. So he makes himself visible. He's stunning. He's literally in this gorgeous velvet jumpsuit and like a purple cape. Okay. And a hat headdress thing.
You like what you see? Fruitcake?
What? Fruitcake?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you.
What's the matter? Cat got your
flustered.
Tongue?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
good
bet that's
one.
The closest you've ever had a pussy to your mouth.
Oh! yeah. I am. I don't even know what it's technically called when you never even.
It's called like, a gold star gay. You
I'm a gold
shit.
Star gay.
I'm a platinum because I was also a C-section.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that ghosts were so fashionable.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. Humans were so mean.
Oh, relax. That's not mean. Your mom growing up was mean.
How did you?
Did
you know Queen Elizabeth? Because that was my mother.
Wow, a Renaissance era.
And your mom was a piece of trash, okay? I know what your mom was. She ran the Quickie Check down on Route 6, okay? Everyone knew your mother.
Yeah.
People were stopping for more than gas, I'll tell you that.
Okay, relax. And my mom used to do this thing, which I loved, which was we would have these nights that we called Mariah Carey nights.
Oh my God, was that before or after she left your family?
My mom?
Mm-hmm. Did I push it too? Sorry, sometimes as a ghost, I...
don't read the room very well.
No, yeah, that's the thing, is I don't... assumed you had vibes of someone who was raised with no parents.
It's one very distant parent who was vocal about not loving us, but other than that...
You know, see, the thing is, I didn't know that. I knew that that was the case.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have used it.
I don't think you should have.
I was upset.
I understand that. And I know that hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do want to talk to you a little bit about like your unfinished business. Like, obviously there's some hurt. There's some pain that I see right now in you because you're a vibrant, attractive man who is seemingly stuck and angry.
Yeah.
And my question for you is why?
Well, it all started when I didn't get on Drag Race. This was 100 years ago.
They had it?
They did. It was still RuPaul, but it was something, it was like structured a little differently.
Okay, cool. Got it.
And then, you know, there was that, and of course, not falling in love, and then...
Let's go back to that. Well, you didn't fall in love, or...?
No, I didn't. I was asked, actually, to come here. Because somebody was like, there's a guy here waiting for you. He texted me. And I was like, oh my God, this is like one of those high school things where I'm going to show up. It's going to be a prank. They're going to dump pig's blood on me.
Oh no.
Et cetera, et cetera. So I like came in to meet the guy.
Okay.
I was so anxious about getting pig's blood poured on me that I did trip and fall. Broke my neck and died. So,
oh no.
Yeah, the thing, he was on his way. The guy, he actually died that night as well from something different. Can you believe that?
That's really.
But he moved right on up. He was married. We were just going to do like a blowy thing here. But I never did find true love. And then I met my soul sister downstairs.
Okay.
She had died here a couple of years prior.
Okay. She's older?
She's definitely older. I think she... I actually think she was here to like rob the house and got shot or something. To be honest, we've never talked about it. We really just...
Well, both of you haven't moved on, so...
Yeah, but now it's like we've been together for like 600 years here. So it's like...
it's a long time, yeah.
It's a long time. But anyway...
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
To be with a man who is married and just wants a blowy, there's a part of my psychology that would say that that means that you sort of don't think you're good enough for a full-blown relationship. And I'd love to sort of talk to you about that and how you feel about that.
Well, it was a little mix of that, and also I wanted to get my dick sucked.
Oh, he sucked.
We hadn't really worked out the semantics.
Oh, no one knew. It could have been either or either.
I chicken before the egg, I guess.
It's this or that type.
And now we're both dead. I haven't seen him. He was the mayor, so.
Oh, wow. It's always high figured, yeah.
And naturally, my humor is a defense mechanism for the fact that I've never found love. And I'm, you know, I guess they say the worst part about being alone is dying. I say it's living as a dead person.
Okay, let me ask you another question. If I told you that I saw potential in you, that I saw something that I was attracted to and interested in, do you think that you are worthy of love?
I would have to say you're dead. I'm dead.
I'm alive. You're dead. Right.
So we can't.
Don't think about the logistics.
Of course I would want that. You're a handsome man.
Let's see what happens if we try to just.
I know what happens.
Oh.
You'll die.
Oh my God, it's that type of ghosting.
Well, it's either you die or I come back alive. I can't remember which.
I think it has to do with if we touch and you still have unfinished business, then you'll become a person. But if your unfinished business is fixed and then I touch you, then you pass over.
And then we cut to the woman and the other guy.
Okay.
And they're having the exact same conversation.
Okay, I love that. And she's like, so the problem is if my unfinished business has been solved and you touch me, poof, I'm gone. I'm vanished. Okay. But if you touch me and I haven't had unfinished business, then I'm a human and I'm here forever.
Well, do you think your unfinished business has been solved?
I don't know, because technically speaking, I think it's love.
And then we see like the sun come up, the sun go down, the conversation's going on forever.
God, yeah.
And then they both say at the exact same time, okay, you know what? Just leave at the exact same time. And as they say it, they stand up and they slip and fall and they grab onto the ghosts to not fall. And then,
no.
And both ghosts snap back and are humans. And they're like, well, I guess that decides that, Mr. Can't Keep Your Balance.
And then I'm like, I guess my unfinished business was you.
And I'm like, my unfinished business, I was about to get my dick sucked right before, so.
And he says, and you're about to again.
And I'm like, okay, I'm kidding. I would like to go slow. Also, the Drag Race finale's on. And he's like, I know a great place, a gay bar. And I'm like, okay, great. And then downstairs, you're like, now that I'm a human, why don't we just cuddle? I just want to see what it feels like
to cuddle.
To cuddle.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know,
sex.
Sex.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they're having sex.
We're having sex very, very loudly. Someone calls 311.
And then they cut to me having sex.
Absolutely. Very loud.
But it's
loud.
In a bar bathroom.
Yeah. It's like very intimate and tight. It's a tight shot.
And there's like a line of people waiting. And you can see I'm still wearing the same outfit. So right. My like long train of the red dress is out the bathroom door.
Yeah. And people are like,
why does it smell like cheese? And I'm like, it hasn't been dry cleaned.
Right.
Do you want to take it home? I guess that's the end.
And then, yeah, essentially we flash forward and all the couples are laughing and sitting together and there are a bunch of kids and one kid runs over and says, Mommy, Daddy, 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 how did you guys meet again? And then we go... It's kind of a long
story.
And then the camera pans up and we see the title of the film, which is called
Casper the Friendly Ghost. It's called Casper 6, the
mattress story.
The dead millennials.
For millennials. Tim McGraw.
Tim
produced it.
In between Tim McGraw and Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Obsessed. We have the title.
Which is
the title.
The title. That's the title.
Thank you. That's the title.
Wow.
Amazing, iconic, unbelievable.
Okay, are you guys ready for the last segment?
Take it home, honey.
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Can you? Oh my God, that was beautiful.
Can you feel?
Okay, I'm gonna sing this. It's from Female Weightlifter.
Oh wow, great.
I love this podcast so hard. I'm really picky in my podcast choices. I want something casual with great chemistry, funny, smart, and quick. The podcast has all of that. It makes me feel like I'm sitting around a patio table having beers with friends. Also, I'm the middle child with a robotics engineer older brother. Ooh. And a lawyer little sister. I've changed my career 3 times. While they have spouses with kids, I'm divorced and tote on my amazing dog, Gracie. Wow. I just...
Toto, did she say?
Gracie.
Oh.
She dotes on her amazing dog, Gracie. I just adore you both.
That's Chris just hitting me. That's not clapping.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Iconique.
Do you know what I was modeling that singing after?
Oh.
Do you know that? I think it's that Christmas song that's like the song from Home Alone of Twilight. There's magic in the air.
Yes.
I don't even know the words. I just know that.
A Christmas aglow. Everything is magic.
Yeah.
With Christmas up above and the very best is happy nothing more. Christmas time, my
Oh my God.
Iconic.
That was very impressive.
Sometimes I'm amazed what's in my head. Do you know what I mean?
You got the fall correct and everything.
I got the fall correct. I did know the timing of that. Thank you.
Guys, in case that was Jesse, you literally doing the whole scene that I was thinking of from Home Alone up until the point that it ended.
Right. Thank
okay, you. Well, listen, female weightlifter, here's the thing. Maybe you have really smart siblings, but you're a female weightlifter.
You're strong as fuck. Am I wrong to say...
Probably the hottest sibling.
Oh, definitely the hottest. I'm like, did we talk about female lifter before? No.
I don't think we did.
Bunch of strong people who lift it? I'm leaving. If you listen to this podcast.
No, you know what? We definitely didn't because she left it on Friday.
Okay. I'm embarrassed that I said that. I'm really upset and embarrassed. I'm upset and I'm embarrassed.
But that's okay because listen, we have a lot of strong female listeners and that's why we're obsessed with them. Okay. We want to be that friend sitting around a patio table. Okay. If we were running for office, we want people to be like those people. I want to sit around and drink with them.
Yeah. Female body lifter is like, she comes over and you're like, oh, sorry, let me just bring that down. And she just is like this, like it's hard. She's just like moving things, doing things, doesn't need, just knows to lift with the legs, honey.
Yeah, she's sitting in traffic and she's like, fuck this. She gets out and she moves the cars out of her way.
Oh, bitch.
And then she says, I've had enough. And that's why her dog is named Gracie, because it's after the little girl in the movie Enough.
Can you believe that? That's so iconic.
That's because she looks up to such a strong.
And she has like a J-Lo vibe, to be honest.
Yeah, female weightlifter.
If I'm being real, it's definitely J-Lo.
The only thing different about her is she's even hotter.
She's hotter than J-Lo, which a lot of people are going to be like, oh, come on.
They'll say not possible. And I'll say, have you seen her?
Have you seen?
Because she is.
Have you seen?
Because I know she is. Because you know what? You all are.
I know. Yes.
Because you're all fucking icons.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Okay, so you know what we need you to do?
Yeah, what?
Go on Facebook.com, okay? You're going to join the Facebook group, Stuck in the Middle. And then you're going to be like, you know what? I want more. And then you're going to go to Patreon.com/middle children.
Brilliant.
And then you're going to join that, okay? But you know what else?
Huh?
Until then?
Yeah.
You're going to have to live every day like you're the oldest.
Sorry. Love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.